Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you for this time, Lord. And as we continue, O God, to unveil the processes of salvation that you have released into us, Father, we pray that you will enable us to know and understand the reality of the burnt offering being manifested in each one of our lives. Enable us to see, O God, the dimensions in which, O God, you have given us the fullness of Christ Jesus, so that we may truly be consecrated to you, Father, coming to belong to you, Father, from the depths of our heart, from the depths of our being, all of our being realizing a reality of being holy unto you, Father. So work into us this revelation and enable us to understand that we are saved, and as a consequence of our salvation, as a realization of our salvation, we will unveil as a people who are holy unto you. There will unveil within us a desire, O God, to truly belong to you, Father. So let that desire be built into us. Let that desire fashion and form, O God, the framework in which our ministry will stand before you, Father. That there will be a true desire in our hearts to bless you, a true desire in our hearts to unfold all things in our being, all things in our life, all things in our ministry, as something, O God, that truly is yours, unveiled in us, Father. Everything within us belonging to you, Father. Remove from us every distance, O God. Unveil our hearts into an intimacy of righteousness and holiness of the truth, Father. We ask this, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are on the subject of the burnt offering, which is tape 7 of part 3 of module 6. So, I think I did this labeling a little. I didn't expect to be so long on this subject, but as the Lord leads, so it's, even if our labeling is a little out of sync, let's just carry on with what we have started. So this is module 6, part 3, and this is tape 7 of the processes of our salvation. Part 3 is the processes of our salvation, and this is tape 7. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1. And this is the heart of the Jewish sacrifice, the burnt offering. Compulsory every morning and every evening. Compulsory. All right, let's read from verse 1 of chapter 1 of Leviticus. Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when any man of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offerings, your offering of animals from the herd or the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer it a male without defect. A male without defect, he shall offer it at the doorway of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, that it may be accepted for him to make atonement on his behalf. And he shall slay the young bull before the Lord and Aaron's sons. The priest shall offer up the blood and sprinkle the blood around on the altar that is at the doorway of the tent of meeting. He shall then skin the burnt offering and cut it into its pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons the priests shall arrange the pieces, the head and the sweat over the wood which is on the fire that is on the altar. Its entrails, however, and its legs he shall wash with water, and the priest shall offer up in smoke all of it on the altar for a burnt offering, an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. So in this offering, the entire animal is fired on the altar. The inward parts of the animal are washed, but the entire animal is put on the altar. The flesh of the animal is cut to pieces. The animal is skinned, and the entire animal is arranged on wood, or rather it's arranged. How is it arranged? Right, hold on. My eyesight seems to be sometimes. The sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's son, the priest, shall arrange the pieces, the head and the sweat over the wood which is on the fire, that is on the altar. Okay, so the entire sacrifice was arranged over wood and the wood was fired. The inward parts of the animal were washed with water. All right. You will also note that the burnt offering was also for an offering of atonement. All right. Atonement. So we will try to bring all this together as a reality in the new covenant. So what does the burnt offering represent? Consecration. The word consecration is depicted figuratively through this offering. Consecration means holiness unto the Lord. And holiness unto the Lord means belonging to God. So this animal was offered entirely to God. Every part of the animal was fired on the altar. And it means that in consecration, we come into a belonging to God. That is what God wants to unfold in us. The reality of belonging to God comes from what Jesus consecrated for us through his sacrifice. The desire to be holy unto God. So we know from Romans chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 that when the Lord was raised from the dead, his spirit was found to be the spirit of holiness. Praise the Lord. And so you find that the inward parts of this animal were washed with water. And water represents the Rhema word of God. The Rhema word of God, the testimony of Jesus that we are called to receive and realize. Right? Receive and realize so that even as the Lord Jesus Christ had a desire to truly belong to God, to truly serve God, to truly do all things in accordance with God's purpose for his life, we too may receive and realize from him this reality of being holy unto him. All right? So water represents the word of God. It represents a Rhema word. And that's the medium in which God transmits the reality of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the reality of his faith, the reality of his heart being holy unto God, the reality of his spirit being manifested in holiness unto the Lord. We need to understand that being holy unto God is part of the atoning sacrifice of the Lamb. We often think that atonement is merely for sin. Here God transmits the fact that the atoning sacrifice of the Lamb has the intent of making us a people holy unto God. Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood for us, in order that we will become a holy people unto God. We saw that in the sin offering, the intent was that we will be perfect, that we would be perfected and be made perfect. The burnt offering has the intent of unveiling this process of our being perfected through a reality of us coming alive to belonging to God, being holy, being set apart unto God. So atonement is not just a covering for sin. Atonement is there because the result of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is the realization of a witness from him that will make us a holy people. So we know from 1 John chapter 5 verse 10 that all of us who are born again, who have a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, have a witness within us. And that witness is meant to unveil in consecration. It is meant to be developed in us in a reality of us belonging to God. And that reality of belonging to God comes out of Jesus' sacrifice. So we know, for instance, from 1 John chapter 5, verse 8, that the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ is a witness in three parts: blood, water, and spirit. And blood, water, and spirit are the dimensions in which his sacrifice was manifested spiritually. In John chapter 19, verse 30, we find Jesus giving up his spirit. In John chapter 19, verse 34, we find that when he was pierced by the Roman soldier, there flowed out blood and water. So those are the spiritual dimensions in which The sacrifice of Jesus Christ is communicated to us. The burnt offering has the idea of communicating to us the reality of belonging to God. What did Jesus do for us on the cross? Through the reality of our sinfulness, through the reality of our fallen nature, Jesus Christ manifested His Spirit in holiness unto God. That testimony, that communication is to be made manifest within us. Are you with me? So when you look at the Rhema word of God, let's turn to John chapter 6 verse 63. It says, it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. My words to you, or the words I have spoken to you, are Spirit and life. Are Spirit and life. The Rhema that I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life. Now one of the things that Jesus Christ has clearly and unambiguously transmitted to us is the reality of His sacrifice, the witness of His sacrifice. That's why the inward parts of the animal were washed with water, symbolizing that it is from the inward parts of the Lord Jesus Christ that this reality of Rhema word comes forth. It is through the testimony of Jesus, defined in His inward parts, that the Word of God is going to be explained to us in the Spirit and life of Jesus. Can you catch that? And the highest form of the transmission of the Rhema word is for His Spirit to communicate to us the reality of being holy unto God. Are you with me? That when we talk about the Spirit and life of Jesus, the life of Jesus, right, carries the enabling power of His Spirit. And His Spirit enables us to realize the life of Jesus and live a brand new life. Live in a newness of life. Have a newness of life that comes from His fullness. So the burnt offering represents His fullness. And as we receive and realize through the Word of God the reality of His fullness, we too come alive to that deep desire within Him to be always God's and God's alone. Can you catch what we are saying here? So how do we consecrate ourselves to the Lord? By hearing of the Rhema of His Word. By receiving the testimony of Jesus, by realizing His Spirit and His life, so that we too will have a desire to belong to Him. That desire comes from the Lord. That desire comes through from His testimony. It comes through His testimony. It comes through what He did for us through the cross. And that's what is so important and central about the burnt offering. If you look at the altar of the burnt offering, of the altar that is called the brazen altar, it was always called the altar of the burnt offering. The brazen altar was always referred to as the altar of the burnt offering. That means it represents the reality of consecration, coming to be holy unto God, coming to belong to God. And we realize that we are being manifested with a heart of flesh. And that heart of flesh is meant to develop in substance the reality that we belong to the Lord. If we don't belong to the Lord, everything that we do will not stand in the abiding, right? It will fall victim to sin. The only way you can get out of sin and stand perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect is if you develop a desire to belong to God. Well, the desire to belong to God has already been developed through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, through His entire life, through His entire ministry. And that witness, that testimony of Jesus is meant to be released inside of you. Now, this is why Revelation chapter 19 verse 10, the last part of that verse says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Spirit of prophecy, spirit that brings forth fulfillment. Right? Fulfillment. And the heart of everything that God wants to bring to fulfillment is this reality of belonging to God. If you don't belong to God, there is no possibility of fulfillment. So the burnt offering is compulsory. Every Christian must come alive to the fact that he has been saved so that he will come to belong to God. That there is no meaning to salvation if it is not established in us coming to belong to God. Therefore, the Church of Jesus Christ has to be led into a reality of belonging to God. But that reality of belonging to God can only come as we receive and realize the testimony of Jesus. Because it is the testimony of Jesus communicated in the Rhema word, the Rhema word that is of his life and his spirit, that will become the spirit of prophecy within you. It will bring fulfillment inside of you. So at the heart of the process of fulfillment, right, is the necessity of being released from sin and being built to belong to the Lord. And that's the message that God is transmitting through the first two sacrifices. The first sacrifice that prepared the way for the burnt offering was a sin offering. And in the sin offering, God already dramatically shows us that we are to be perfected. We are to be made perfect unto God. That's what the sin offering opens to you. It opens to you the reality of you walking into a process of being perfected. Well, that process of being perfected unveils through the burnt offering. It unveils through the reality of you and I having and being built in a desire to belong to God. Learning how to do all things unto God. Learning how to live unto God. Learning how to think unto God. Learning how to function unto God. And that is the fulfillment of the burnt offering. Do you want to belong to God? And all of us will say there is a part deep inside of us that has a genuine desire to belong to God. But there is also a part of us that has a very strong desire to just do what we want to do. Now, where did that desire to belong to God come from deep inside of us? When the moment you were born again, God manifested that. But you need to understand that that witness needs to grow. And as that desire to belong to God is developed inside of you, you will die to your flesh. Right? You will die to your fleshly ways. If that desire is not built inside of you, you cannot be released from your flesh. Are you with me? The most powerful force within a man is this reality of true desire. True desire to belong to God. That's holiness. As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so my soul panteth after the Lord. Amen? That reality of wanting to belong to God, where does it come from? It does not come from us. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. We must receive and realize His desire to belong to the Father. Then we will receive and realize the reality of truly wanting to belong to God. So you find that at the heart of this process of salvation is this driving force to belong to the Lord. And this driving force to belong to God our Father is the driving force we have to receive and realize in the testimony of Jesus. We have to receive and realize His Spirit in His life. We have to receive and realize His Spirit in His life that communicate His faith and His love and His desire to be entirely holy unto God. Can you catch it? So that is part and parcel of God's provision. If God doesn't provide us with that desire to belong to God, no man is going to belong to God. Because belonging to God is part of the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. So the burnt offering is at the heart of God's law. It is the heart of God's law. And in the fulfillment of the law, God is transmitting to us from the heart of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, in the Father's will, a desire to belong to God. So if you have a desire to pray, that desire to pray is going to come in the fulfillment of the burnt offering. If you have a desire, if you want to develop a desire to know and understand the Word of God so that you will be God's instrument, then that desire has to be received and realized from the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has to communicate that desire into you. So everything comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And the burnt offering dramatically symbolizes that by the whole animal being manifested on the altar. The animal was cut to pieces. Why was it cut to pieces? It was cut to pieces to symbolize the fact that Jesus suffered to manifest that witness. It was through suffering that that witness of holiness unto God was perfected. It was because it was through his suffering that the power to belong to God was perfected and completed. And so the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 that he was raised from the dead, declared to be the Son of God, because his spirit was the spirit of holiness. Amen. Can you catch the picture? Right? And what is the purpose of the spirit of holiness? To make us all come into the reality of belonging to God our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Other translations say, holy be thy name. Hallowed, holy be thy name. So that cry from our hearts is the fulfillment of the burnt offering. It is the realization of the testimony of Jesus. It's the realization of his witness within our hearts. And once you understand that, you realize that becoming holy unto God is just a natural consequence of your salvation. That there will come a desire to know and love God. There will come a desire to belong to God. It will come into you as long as you keep in your heart the fact that Jesus manifested that reality of being holy unto God for you through his sacrifice. And what he manifested for you will enable you to be holy unto God. So it is not difficult to be holy unto God. All you have to do is receive and realize and allow the implanted word of God to manifest the spirit and life of Jesus within you. So Rhema is of the spirit and life of Jesus. Right? Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says that Jesus upholds all things by the Rhema of his power. Correct? So the power that God released into the faith and love of Jesus. Why released into the faith and love of Jesus? Because the faith and love of Jesus were consecrated in holiness unto God. God could release resurrection power into that consecrated reality. Into that consecrated reality of the faith and love of Jesus in holiness unto God, God could release all of his power. Are you with me? The reality of power, the power that is made available for the realization of a new creation, a realization of every process of salvation. Are you listening? Amen? So we need to understand that that power comes to us through the Rhema word. Amen? And that's why Ephesians chapter 5, let's read this verse again, because we have done this in previous modules, right? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 onwards, 25 to 27. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Right? Gave himself up for her. How did he give himself up for her? Through sacrifice. Not a walk in the park. Right? Through a sacrifice. All right? That he might sanctify her. Right? What is sanctify? To make holy. Right? Having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. And the Greek word for word there is rhema. That he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. So this washing process will manifest the church in all her glory, spotless and blameless, without spot or without blemish, pure and holy unto God. Amen. Now, what is the meaning of this is her glory? What is this reality of her glory? Let's turn to John 17, verse 22. John 17, verse 22. And what does John 17, verse 22 read? And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. So the church in her glory is receiving, who is manifesting, the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. So it is the glory of Jesus Christ that becomes our glory. And that glory manifests in purity, perfection, spotless, blameless, without blemish, holy unto God, a sanctified people, a glorious people. And at the heart of this process of us being unveiled with the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ is this reality of the burnt offering. Jesus gave himself entirely for us. His faith, his love in holiness unto God is ours to receive, to realize, so that we will become the people that God wants us to become. Amen. That's why the Bible says all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. How does he strengthen us? With his spirit and his life. Where does his spirit and his life come from? It comes through his word, the Rhema word, the quickened word of God, the word that is communicated by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the word that actually brings inside of you, through revelation knowledge, the spirit and life of Jesus himself. And the highest reality of the spirit of Christ is this reality of holiness. Amen. So when you look at the burnt offering, God is transmitting a tremendous message to us. That everything that is of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ has been given to us to receive and realize from the altars of our heart. So when the Bible tells us that you will have a heart of flesh, which the prophet Ezekiel announces, right? Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, I will give you a new spirit, I give you a new heart. Amen. I will remove the heart of stone and I will give you a heart of flesh. What is the heart of flesh all about? The fullness of Jesus Christ. The heart of flesh is the fullness of Jesus Christ, the fullness of him in substance. So you see an amazing picture being transmitted through the Levitical sacrifices. That this heart of flesh is of the fullness of Jesus Christ, given to us through sacrifice. So what is the process of salvation designed to do? To manifest the fullness of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ from our own hearts. To communicate everything that he released for us through the cross into our being. So that we will learn how to function in his faith and his love. So that we will learn how to live, move and have our being through his spirit and his life. We will come forth in his image and his character, his nature. That everything that is of his thinking will be developed in our being. That the life of Jesus will be developed in us and be manifested so that we will unveil the burnt offering through our lives as a living sacrifice. Let's learn to, now you understand, now you can understand Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. That which is good and acceptable and perfect. You are to unveil as a living sacrifice, pure and holy unto God. How is that ever going to happen? It's very simple. If you understand the Levitical sacrifices, you realize that God has given it to us. It is part and parcel of God's provision. Which is why the name Yahweh Yireh in Genesis chapter 22 verse 14 comes from a background of sacrifice. God provides through sacrifice. Amen. So in verse 13 of Genesis chapter 22, you find that a ram was sacrificed instead of Isaac. And in Genesis chapter 22 verse 14 it is said, in the mount of the Lord it will be provided, in the mount of the Lord it will be seen. Amen. So where does the mount of the Lord open to you? Through hope, right? Hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this whole process of salvation is developed in you from hope. As you set your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, correct? 1 John chapter 3 verse 3 says, if you set your hope on Him, you will be pure even as He is pure. Amen? Now, how is that possible? Because from hope comes the substance of faith. And the substance of faith will unveil an evidence. An evidence of what? That Jesus Christ has saved you. And what is the highest evidence that Jesus Christ has saved you? That you have a desire to be holy unto God. Right? So, the substance is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. If you set your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, the substance will automatically manifest. The substance will be of His faith and His love. And it's being communicated into you, and it will unveil an evidence inside of you that you can be holy unto God, that you actually have a desire to be holy unto God. Where did that desire come from? It came out of the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. It came out of all that He released for you through His sacrifice. And so you find that through the burnt offering, God is transmitting a message that you can actually become a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Now you will find that one of the things that the priesthood was commanded with regards to the burnt offering. Let's turn to Leviticus again. Leviticus chapter 6. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 8 and 9. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law for the burnt offering. The burnt offering itself shall remain on the hearth on the altar all night until the morning, and the fire on the altar is to be kept burning on it. So, the fire that was maintained on the altar 24 hours of the day, right, was the fire of the burnt offering. Can you catch that? Alright. Can you catch that? Alright. So, what does Romans say? You are a living sacrifice. Right? What does fire represent? The consuming fire that is of the Spirit of God. God is a consuming fire. The work and ministry of the Holy Spirit is fire. Amen? And so from the altars of your heart, there is to be manifested a living fire. Amen. Now what is your heart? A heart of flesh. Whose flesh? The flesh of the Lamb. For of His fullness we have all received. Grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. But grace and truth were realized. So how does this heart of flesh manifest? Through a living process that is a realization. And in that realization, we manifest as a living sacrifice. Amazing. Right? So you find that that is the realization through which you're going to do ministry. We've taken a long time to build the fact that you are being built through this process of salvation to ultimately be ministers of the living God. All of us have a heart, and that heart is going to be used in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That heart that is being developed inside of you is going to manifest a fragrance that is of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the ministry that God has given you is going to unveil that fragrance through words that you speak, through actions that you undertake. Amen. But that fragrance can only come to pass if the fire that is burning inside of you is a fire of consecration. I belong to God. I'm doing this for the glory of my Father. I'm doing this in the knowledge of the Son that I have received and realized from the altar of my heart in the fire of the Holy Spirit. And I am manifesting this ministry to the glory of my God. So at the heart of your development as a man and a woman of God is this heart that belongs to God, is this realization of the burnt offering in your life. It's very important for you to understand that in the burnt offering, God is transmitting a message to you. In my kingdom, you have to 100% belong to me. But this reality of belonging to me 100%, I will provide you with. I will provide you with this realization in the faith and love of my Son, in the reality of His Spirit of holiness. Amen. So all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. And at the heart of all things, if they are going to be there in our lives, is this reality of belonging to God. Amen. So each one of us has to ask ourselves this simple question: do I want to belong to God? And there will be a part of you that says yes, and there will be a bigger part of you that says no. And then you may then decide, oh my goodness, this is all too difficult for me. It is actually impossible for you. It is impossible for me too. But all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the key. If you're going to die to self, the desire to die to self and live to God is going to come from the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is the only one in creation who has manifested such a realization of wanting to belong to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of total submission to God. So we will all unveil in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that fullness of Jesus Christ comes to us through the burnt offering. Amen. It's actually the communication of the burnt offering, because the burnt offering was fully consecrated to God's glory. Jesus went on the cross wholly to bring forth God's will, to fulfill God's will. Amen. And so you find that we receive and realize the reality of being a people who are set apart unto God, a people who are holy unto God, through the realization of the burnt offering that Jesus consecrated through His life for us. And the way we receive this is through the Rhema word. It is revealed into us, and the Holy Spirit then perfects it into us, bringing forth the implanted word into our lives. Listening? Let's turn to the book of James. The book of James talks about something called the implanted word, and I want to talk about that for a little while. The implanted word. Verse 21 of chapter 1 of the book of James. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. Right? The word implanted, which is able to save your souls. What is it saying? You see, when we were born again, the word was implanted to inside of us as a seed, right? Amen? The imperishable, right? Logos, word of God. And that imperishable Logos word of God is abiding. The living and abiding Logos word of God. Correct? Remember that? And we said that that Logos forms out of the Rhema word. It's a transmission, it's a realized transmission of the Rhema word. The Rhema word is of the Spirit and life of Jesus. When the Rhema word is manifested within you, it is implanted inside of you. And it manifests and is implanted in the living and abiding Logos word of God. So that implanted Logos word is what James is talking about. And what is he saying here? Right? He is saying here receive the word implanted which is able to save your souls. The word has been implanted. Now comes the process of receiving what has been implanted. Amen? Receiving what has been implanted. Now this is what is called the process of being perfected. Receiving what is carried in that word. The word is the seed, right? The seed of Christ. Amen? The seed of Mashiach is the word of God. Amen? And you can see it very clearly because Mashiach is the word made flesh. Correct? Amen? He is the Logos of God made flesh. Right? And Mashiach, right, is the seed of the word. The seed of Christ, the seed of Mashiach, is the Logos word of God that is implanted inside of you. Right? And what is God going to do with this word? He's going to release this word inside of you. What is he going to release inside of you? The mystery of Christ. Hello? You remember the teaching on the mystery that we did in talking about the sin offering? The mystery that is going to be explained through the entire body of Christ to the principalities and powers and might and dominion in the heavenly places. Amen? So, from the Word of God, the Logos Word of God is going to unveil the mystery of Christ. And part of the mystery of Christ is the reality of this burnt offering, that you will be a holy people unto God, that you will be spotless and blameless. Amen? So, this verse in James is talking about that reality that is inside of the Word being released into you. As more and more of the word is built inside of you, a greater and greater picture of who Jesus is and what he has done for you begins to be revealed inside of you. It begins to be fashioned and formed inside of you. But there is something necessary. You must receive it. It is not just God arbitrarily or unilaterally working. You have to receive what God is wanting to release. So what does he do? He takes the Rhema word, puts it inside of you and causes it to come forth. You have to receive it. What happens when you receive it? You accept the word of God. You understand the word of God. What happens when you understand and accept the word of God? God says, now that is covenant inside of you. Amen? In that covenant, I will unveil you as a brand new creation. In that covenant, I will explain Mashiach into your being. Right? I will explain the Christ into you. I will explain the Christ through your life. And each one of us will manifest a unique expression of the testimony of Jesus. Powerful? Amen? So nobody is going to be shortchanged. Right? Because Christ is the Christ. Therefore there is no longer male or female, Jew or Gentile, slave or free man. Correct? You remember that passage? Galatians chapter 3 verse 28. Why? Because of the seed of Christ. Amen? The seed of Christ knows no prejudice, knows no race, knows no color, knows no status in life, knows no caste or creed or anything else. It is the seed of the living God. It is the seed that God has provided in order to manifest the tree of life inside of us. Amen? So this idea of the burnt offering is so crucial to everything that God wants us to know and understand about the scriptures. We're not reading a book when we read the scriptures. We are looking to see how this seed of Christ will be developed in us through the word of God. Because it is the word of God that explains to you what Mashiach has done for you. So today we have explained the burnt offering. What has Mashiach done for you through the burnt offering? He has given himself entirely for you. And when you receive and realize everything that is of his fullness, all things are possible to you. All the impossibilities no longer exist. They will take time. They will take time because you have to accept. You have to realize what God has given you in Christ Jesus. But right off the bat, God is telling you, there are no longer barriers for you growing in me. I can make you perfect even as I am perfect. Because I will take of the seed of my son and I will develop his fullness within your being. I will transform your mindset. I will transform your character. I will transform your nature. All of your being in spirit, soul and body, heart and mind, thought, word and deed, intent, attitude, desire. So everything that you and I need is manifested in the fullness of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And that's what the burnt offering is communicating to us. Amen. It's very exciting to know this. Amen. It's very exciting to know that all we have to do is to receive and realize and walk into what God gives us. To accept, to understand, and ask for all that we need in order to live what God has given us in Christ Jesus. So if you can't do something, the answer is always ask for it. If you don't have something, the answer for it is always to seek it out. If you find that something is closed to you, the answer is knock and it will be open to you. So persevere with what God has given you. In persevering with something in God, you will find that God will build your faith. He will build the altar of the burnt offering inside of your heart. Amen. That's why God doesn't simply rush to give us everything. He wants us to taste and see that the Lord is good. He wants us to taste and understand the functions of what He has given us in Christ Jesus. Of His fullness we have all received. But His fullness must fill all in all. That is a process. And when we are talking about the process of salvation in this module, we are talking about this process being developed inside of you. Being brought to fulfillment. Being established, being developed through your character, your nature, your personality, through your pursuits in life, through the ministry that God has called you to realize in your lifestyle. Are you listening? And you find that God has given you an awesome potential in the Lord Jesus Christ. So never look at yourself and say, I can't do this. It's not about what you can do. It's about what you can receive and realize from God. The power, the surpassing greatness of the power unto those who believe in Him. Amen. Remember that? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. And that surpassing greatness of His power is available to you through the Rhema word. So receive the word of God. Allow the seed, the implanted seed of the word, right, to speak to you. What happens? The spirit and life of Jesus that carries His faith, His love, His character and His nature will start talking to you through the word of God. What happens? The Holy Spirit will take that Logos word and release it inside of you in a Rhema reality. Amen? A living and abiding Rhema reality. And as you accept it, that Rhema reality will start living inside of you by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. It will live in you how? Through the witness that God has given you. He who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ has the witness in himself. How did that witness come forth? It came out of the implanted word of God. Right? Makes sense. How is your ministry going to come forth? Through that implanted word of God explained inside of you and living inside of you, being built inside of you in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ. Why is God doing it that way? So that you will have a perfect ministry. That you will not have a carnal ministry. That you will have a perfect ministry consecrated to the glory of God. You will do things for God and it will be a passion inside of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now Jesus went through a lot to manifest that word passion for you. He went through the Garden of Gethsemane and He chose God's will while sweating blood. So you can imagine the passion of the Lord that is available to you so that you will be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He went on the cross and this passion to serve the will of God, to do it for God, manifested first in forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Amen. And then it was manifested in a faith and love for us. Praise the Lord. And we need to understand that when the Holy Spirit left him, he still had the passion for God alive in his heart. That's why he cried out. Amen. He cried out, and then ultimately he said, after 3 hours, it is finished. And then he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. God judged his spirit and said, this spirit is consecrated in holiness unto me. This spirit is the spirit of holiness. And lo and behold, the Rhema word that communicates the spirit and life of Jesus enables you and me to unfold as a brand new creation. All things are possible, guys. God has withheld nothing from you. But you must understand the rules of the game. The rules of the game is that you must have a heart that truly wants to belong to God. You must do it for God, because if you don't do it for God, you will do it for the wrong reasons. And if you do it for the wrong reasons, you will end up where Lucifer ended up. Amen. And when we go into the peace offering, you will understand that sense of belonging has to be established in an intimacy. So intimacy comes through the peace offering. Amen. So God unfolds this reality of being holy unto him, right? Ultimately in an intimacy, right? It has to be something that you live by all the time from your inward parts. Praise the Lord. So now you have an understanding of why the blood of Jesus atones for you. Why does it atone for you? Because it atones for you in the reality that this burnt offering will be fulfilled in your life. So when God forgives us, he forgives us on the basis of a process that he will achieve in each one of us. And he says, I can make you holy unto me. Therefore, I can pardon your sin through the blood of the Lamb. Because in the blood of the Lamb, I have consecrated a spirit of holiness. Amen. Praise the Lord. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Have you read that from the book of Leviticus? Let's turn to that. Leviticus chapter 17, I think. Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, in a new covenant perspective, what is this flesh all about? The fullness of Jesus Christ, correct? And he's saying, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen? The life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen? So the pulse of God's communication of the fullness of Jesus Christ lives in a witness of blood. Amen? Are you with me? And I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. So where is this altar inside of you? Your heart. Right? Listening? Right? And I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. And what is the highest reality of this atonement? It says that you belong to the Lord. And that's going to come out of your heart. How is it going to come out of your heart? It's going to come out of your heart as the witness of Jesus expressed in blood becomes perfected and completed into you in blood covenant. That's why in Holy Communion Jesus says, remember me. This is my blood which is shed for you. The blood of the new covenant. Correct? Amen. All right. How is the covenant expressed? The covenant is expressed in the flesh of the Lamb through the substance of his fullness. But where is the witness of that covenant? That witness of the covenant is in the blood. So the life of the flesh, the life of living in covenant with God, is alive in you through a witness of blood. Amen? Is it real? Absolutely. And what do you realize if this life in the blood, or the life of the flesh is in the blood? This is a brand new life. Why? Because this life is in accordance with the substance that is of the flesh of the Lamb. Correct? Amen? So listen to this tape several times until you get this, because you have to catch this in your spirit. You cannot intellectually grasp this, right? And you have to energize this revelation by the Holy Spirit, right? Because the burnt offering was manifested in a living fire, a continual fire. The fire was not allowed to die on the altar. The fire of the burnt offering. Praise the Lord. So we need to understand that. Powerful? Yeah, very powerful. So this whole idea of unveiling as a living offering unto the Lord, a living sacrifice, can only come to pass in the fulfillment of the burnt offering. You must have a heart for it. And that heart is of the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That heart is a heart of flesh. Amen? And that's what God is building inside of you. So that one day you will minister and the life of Jesus will flow through you. Amen? And the Spirit of Jesus will break the yoke. Correct? The fatness. It is the fatness that will break the yoke. And your ministry will manifest that fatness, right? By the Spirit. And it will break the yoke. It will break the yoke of sin, sickness, disease, every kind of perversion. It will break through every yoke of darkness. There is no power in the universe that can stand against the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are being built so that you will manifest that sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema of God. Right? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, I think. Right? That the sword of the Spirit is the Rhema of God. Amen? And so you understand, for that sword of the Spirit to be manifested through your ministry, your heart must unveil the fulfillment of the burnt offering. And you realize that the power of the witness inside of you, right, will grow as you begin to have a passion to belong to God. And remember, that passion to belong to God comes entirely from the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not man's passion. It is the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ, because He sweat blood to answer the will of God. You couldn't do that on a month of Sundays. Alright? Right? Neither could I or anybody else. Alright? So don't try and be foolish. Right? So when we try and practice the law, we are doing something utterly foolish. We have to realize the fulfillment of the law in the witness of Jesus Christ. Because the law has been fulfilled in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The faith of the Lord Jesus Christ establishes the law. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ fulfills the law. Are you with me? So you need to understand that very clearly. Amen? And this is key for the growth of the church, for the maturity of the church. Right? Because we are not going to die to self trying our best. Alright? We are going to die to self as the work and of the living God. We are going to die to self only as we see the Lord Jesus Christ. So John writes in Revelation chapter 1 verse 17, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man." Amen? "And when I saw him," so God wants to build a witness inside of you that will see Jesus. See what He has done for you. See what He has given you. See what God has done for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. See it by the Holy Spirit, not see it in the flesh. Amen? So it's a powerful transmission of the processes of our salvation. So the good news is this, guys. The heart of the process of salvation is for you to actually have a heart that belongs to God. Amen? And that is going to be unveiled, grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. For of His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Powerful verse. Powerful verse. Amen? Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you for the reality of the burnt offering. We bless you and thank you for the reality of the burnt offering that will be fulfilled in each and every one of us. It will come forth in the body of Christ across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile. And when we come alive, O God, to what you have manifested in the flesh of the Lamb, we will have a heart that is manifested in one flesh, Father. So we want to thank you, Lord, that every barrier between man and woman, Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, Father, will be broken, O God, through the realization of this burnt offering. And in the realization of this burnt offering, the glory of the risen Christ will be manifested within us, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that this will be an unveiling of the mystery of Christ. And this mystery of Christ, O God, the unveiling of the seed of Christ, the revelation, O God, of Christ in us, the hope of glory, will be manifested, O God, in heavenly places, driving out every principality, power, might, and dominion that stands against the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that stands against thee, Holy Father. We are taking back the land, and we will take back the land by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. For of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. This realization will manifest from the body of Christ. And we will unveil the sword of the Spirit as a living witness that will penetrate every darkness. And every principality, power, might, and dominion, Father, will be dethroned, Father, in the name of Jesus. As the church, the body of Christ, will rise, O God, in the fullness of him who will fill all in all, Father, in us and amongst us and through us, Father. And we will occupy the heavenly places in righteousness and holiness of the truth, unveiling as morning stars in the brilliance of the bright and morning star. His glory will shine, and we will glorify you, Father. Hallowed be thy name. We bless you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to share with you one verse before we finish. It is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. This is how God will build his church, right? Verse 14 and 15 of chapter 2. For he himself, that is Jesus Christ, is our peace, who made both groups into one. Now he's talking about Jew and Gentile. If you look earlier, you will understand he's talking about Jews and Gentiles. All right. He says he will make both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace. And it's all going to come through his flesh. All right. Only through his flesh can he break every form of enmity. Enmity between man and woman. Enmity between races. Enmity between Jew and Gentile. Enmity between rich and poor. And he will break that enmity between every grouping that separates and manifest it in peace. Praise the Lord. Right? Yahweh Shalom. Right? Isaiah 54, verse 10, which says that the peace of the Lord, the peace of his covenant, is indestructible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thought I'd share that with you. So we are moving towards one body. For sure. Right? Make sure you play your part inside of that. Right? So it's very important that you understand today's message. Right? So that you will play the part that you have to play as an individual in the kingdom of God. Do your part in establishing this realization of the mystery of Christ. Remember, it can only be manifested in a heart of flesh. Amen. Praise the Lord.